Hi and welcome to Chair Time, me, Ollie and Ezra.
Hey.
Today we're going to start off with some Foo Fighters.
So please enjoy and everything.
We're going to play a song D.O.A. which is on the album.
In Your Honour.
In Your Honour, yeah. Okay. Hope you enjoy.
You know I did it, it's over and I feel fine. Nothing you could say is gonna change my mind. Waited and I waited the longest night. Nothing like the taste of sweet dick wine. I went down, I fell so fast. Dropping like the brains in an hourglass. Never say forever, cause nothing lasts. Dancing with the bones of my very past. Never mind, there's nothing.
That was D.O.A. by the Foo Fighters.
Who are now making a new album and a movie.
Yeah.
Ollie doesn't like the Foo Fighters very much.
I just think they're a bit heavy.
But they're not heavy at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Dave Grohl used to be in Nirvana and he drums in the Foo Fighters sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. He's probably better than the actual drummer for the Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Cause Foo Fighters? No, he's not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 he is.
Yeah. And he's let the guy from Nirvana, the old bassist from Nirvana, play in his new album.
Yeah, because nice. They're like friends.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it was April Fool's Day. Yesterday.
The day, no.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Well, Noel Gallagher's kind of April Fool's thing, that he was going to go hip-hop and be called Noly G.
Yeah, and then at the end it said April Fool's and it's really... It gave Ollie a heart attack.
It was funny. And now we're going to play one of Noel Gallagher's songs that he wrote called The Moss Plan, which is on a B-sides album called The Moss Plan. Okay, thanks. Okay.
We don't know how it's going.
That was The Master Plan by Oasis on the B-side album, The Master Plan.
And we didn't know that the album was all B-side. We thought it was just all good songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good album.
Yes, it's not as good as, like, Definitely Maybe, because that's just...
Amazing. Yeah, it's amazing, basically.
Yeah.
The Oasis really influenced bands like Arctic Monkeys and everything.
But they got influenced by the Beatles.
Yeah, they rip off the Beatles quite a lot.
Well, I think, in the end of that song, they sing Oxford's Guard in a really high voice.
No, they don't. He hears things in his mind.
It might be another song or something, but they definitely do in one of their songs.
No, they don't. They don't sing a Beatles song in a really high-pitched voice at the end of any of their songs.
I think I'm right.
You're not right.
And now we're going to play Teddy Picker by the Arctic Monkeys.
It is the Arctic Monkeys.
That was Teddy Picker by the Arctic Monkeys, which is on the album Favourite Worst Nightmare.
And they're going on tour soon with Miles Kane and the Vaccines.
And do some shows in other countries.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good to support their next album, which has a single coming out on June the 11th. I think that's what my mate told me.
Cool.
So it's not a definite fact, by the way, just saying.
I prefer Blur.
Yeah, Blur are pretty good. They've done more albums, though.
Yeah.
So now we're going to play some Blur.
Are we?
Yes.
Okay, let's play To the End, which is on the album Park Life, and is a good song. Okay. Oh my god. That was To the End by Blur. And we found out that the Arctic Monkeys single is going to be released on April the 11th, which is like next Monday. And it's going to be called Don't Sit Down Because I've Moved Your Chair. And they're going to release a vinyl version on the 16th of April, which includes Brick by Brick.
Which is the one they released before. And Don't Sit Down Because I've Moved Your Chair will be the first single from their new album, Suck It and See.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty good stuff, man.
Yeah, I don't know what day that's released on, so I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Well, Well, we're just gonna play some Flight of Conchords. No, we're not actually.
Oh, yeah. We're actually, we are gonna play Flight of Conchords. We're gonna play Think About It. So, yeah, cool.
There's children on the street using guns and knives. They're taking drugs and each other's lives, killing each other with knives and forks, and calling each other names like dogs. There's people on the street get diseases from monkeys. Yeah, that's what I said, they get diseases from monkeys. Now there's junkies with monkey disease. Who's touching these monkeys? Please leave these poor sick monkeys alone. They got problems enough as it is. Man is lying on the street, some punk's chopped off his head. I'm the only one who stops to see if he's dead. Turns out he's dead, and that's why I'm singing. What is wrong with the world today? What's wrong with the world today? What is wrong with the world today? You gotta think about it.
Think about it.
Good cops been framed and put into a can, and all the money that we're making, it's going to the man. What man? Which man? Who's the man? When's a man a man? What makes a man a man? Am I a man? Yes. Technically I am. They're turning kids into slaves just to make cheaper sneakers. But what's the real cost? Cause the sneakers don't seem that much cheaper. Why we still paying so much for sneakers when you got them made by little slave kids? What are you over here?
At the end of your life, you're lucky if you die. Sometimes I wonder why we even try. Saw a man lying on the street half dead, with knives and forks sticking out of his leg, and he said, ow, 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 ow.
Can somebody get the knife and fork out of my leg, please? Can somebody please remove these calories from my knees?
And then we break it down.
Yeah. It's the acapella jams. Yeah, yeah. Breaking it down.
Hey, that was Think About It by Flight of the Conchords, which is on their first album, Flight of the Conchords.
And now we're going to talk about the Beatles.
Woo!
Because we played the Beatles so much. Like, we played all the bands so much.
And we talked about all of them, but we haven't really talked about the Beatles, because, yeah.
Yeah, and how everyone likes Beatles, except my mum.
Yeah.
Damn you. So...
They're probably the best thing that's come out of Liverpool.
Or the world.
No.
Yeah.
I'm better than the Beatles.
No, you're not.
I'm joking.
In case Paul McCartney's listening.
Yeah, because then
he's going to hunt you down.
Come to my house and, like, kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they set up their own record company called Apple Studios. And they did, like, 3 albums on that, I think. And they also... recorded with Apple, no, Parlophone and Abbey Studio and Abbey Road Studios.
So they did. I think they did they did loads of albums, like millions.
I've got about
A lot.
About 11.
Albums. So he's got a lot, but not all of them.
My friend has, like, a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah, no, my granddad saw them live.
Cool.
Said it was pretty good.
Yeah. Magical Mystery Tour is quite a good album.
It's probably... Magical Mystery Tour is the best song on the album, apart from I Am the Walrus.
And Hello Goodbye.
Yeah. But they're all pretty good. All Beatles songs are, like, okay.
Yeah, some are just really weird, though. It's because I've got Help, which is quite a good album. It's only really got one good song on it, though, because I haven't really listened to any of the other ones.
Yeah, so, probably. The other ones are probably pretty good. Okay, we're going to play Across the Universe on the album Let It Be.
Yeah.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way. Suns, it calls me on and on across the universe.
That was Across the Universe by the Beatles on the album Let It Be. I'm going to have to go now. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.